Welcome to Highly Questionable. We've got Dominic Foxworth and Bomani Jones, and the big story is out of NASCAR. The big race story of the day is out of NASCAR, and you have a franchise that has a terrible history, and across all of corporate America, if we were looking for where an incident like this might most likely happen, NASCAR would be pretty high on your list. So a big setback after Bubba Wallace did indeed get the Confederate flag removed from NASCAR in a single-handed fight as the sole black driver in the sport, and now he comes back to his garage, and a noose was found there. He didn't find the noose, but a noose was found there in an antiseptic area during a pandemic where it looks like it might have come from inside of NASCAR. Dominic, your thoughts were what here when you saw this news?
I mean, of course, originally I'm kind of annoyed and upset, but I honestly like took a turn to being appreciative because I found myself in the recent days starting to be more optimistic about where we were going and feeling great about how all these white people specifically who wouldn't have listened or cared about what things that are important to me in the past start to listen and care. And I start feeling good about where this country is headed. And then something like this happens. And it reminds me that we all kind of live in this era of racism and it exists. And sometimes we get in these bubbles, obviously, where there are echo chambers. And that's where I found myself, where people are saying, yeah, you're right. And you're on target and everyone agreeing with me. And then I remember something that Champ Bailey told me when I got traded from Denver to Atlanta. And he's from Georgia. And I was like, what's Georgia like? And he said, well, there's Atlanta. And then everything outside of Atlanta is Georgia. And it reminds me that there's a whole nother facet of a big part of this country does not live in major cities and do not think the way that we think necessarily. And we need to be reminded of that and not pull off the pedal as far as pushing for people to change the way they view things.
All right. Now, one thing to keep in mind here, Bubba Wallace ain't Stokely Carmichael, right? Like, this dude is not Huey Newton. He's got a picture on the front of his car of the black man and the white man engaging in dap, right? Like, there's nothing revolutionary really about this dude, and he winds up with a noose in his place in the garage. This is the thing that gets me about this whole situation, though, and this is why I think it is important. NASCAR, by taking the Confederate flag out or trying to get that away from the racetrack, is basically trying to say, hey, man, our fans aren't a bunch of racists. We are not a racist organization. And a whole bunch of people have looked back and said, what you mean we? Before the race, you had people surrounding the stadium rolling around with big old Confederate flags. You had somebody fly over Talladega with a banner that said defund NASCAR. NASCAR is trying to say that we're not racist. The racists are trying to say that NASCAR belongs to us, right? So regardless of whatever NASCAR claims is where they're coming from, those people are speaking, and those people have been coddled for years. Those people were coddled by the fact that you didn't really do anything about the Confederate flag when you had an opportunity to do so. Those people were coddled when Richard Petty, who will show up to put his arm around his driver, Bubba Wallace, in this time, said in 2017 that the people who wanted to kneel should go find another country to live in. This is in the air because they ain't do anything to get rid of it, right? They've had opportunities. They've been in positions, and they decided time and time again that the feelings and the interests of racists meant more than decency. Now this is coming to catch up with them. So I can appreciate the efforts that they are trying to make right now, but they are here because for a long time they told these people, you have a safe haven here, and now those folks want to keep it. NASCAR got to own that fact. It can't just be we're moving on. You've got to look at what you have done and how you got to this place and then own it. And Richard Petty, when he comes out and is going to do the glad hand move and show everybody that he's there, it would help if he did a little bit of the same thing.
So, Bo, you mentioned the undercurrent that takes Richard Petty at 82 years old into a pandemic and the history. Now these drivers getting together and pushing the number 43 of Bubba Wallace to the front in an act of solidarity that they don't stand for the noose. You do what with that symbolism?
I mean, I guess I appreciate that, and it must be good for Bubba Wallace to feel like those dudes stand with him. I'm less concerned with whether or not his competitors stand with him than whether or not they stand against the other people, right? Like, this isn't about coming to put your arm around Bubba and say, hey, man, we love you. No, say something about these people that are doing the thing that bring us here in the first place. Standing against them in this moment is far more important than standing next to him in some show of symbolism.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks to the symbolism in the Drew Brees handshake dap. And then we also saw Steve O'Donnell, an executive from NASCAR, say that you won't see the flag, but you will see a black hand and a white handshake. And like, I think those people put that out there. They have good intentions, but they misunderstand the problem. The problem is that we need to fight another side, fight a more difficult problem. We don't need you to come over and say, man, I love you, as much as it's nice to hear every now and then. We need you to go tell them, you know what? I hate that. Not I love you. I hate that, because we aren't the problem. We don't need to be addressed. The rest of the country that allows this stuff to persist is what we should be looking to tackle.
They ain't getting this place because they explicitly hate black people. They really wound up in this space because they refuse to shout down racism.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I don't know if any of y'all have negotiated any contracts of any sorts in the midst of this Rona. I know there's some people out here who's listening right now who've had to make some decisions in the midst of this Rona. And if you've had to make a decision about some money in the midst of the Rona, you know what you do? You snatch the money that is in front of you, right? I would not be shocked if Dak just woke up one morning and was like, man, I better sign this franchise tag before they take it back.
Highly Questionable, presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Does Dak Prescott signing the franchise tag make sense for either side?
I actually have so little interest in this part of the question because First Take and Get Up have been talking about this contract in a way that makes me sick of it. What I want to do is make fun of Dominique and blame him for signing some CBA that makes it so that Dak Prescott can't use the refusal to work as a holdout as an ability to get money here. If he were to actually hold out, unlike these running backs like Melvin Gordon and everybody else, he could actually damage this team and pressure Jerry Jones into paying him money, and yet you signed something that allows this franchise deal to prevent him from holding out and getting anything from holding out.
It's really unfortunate. You know, I would absolutely not challenge you to a debate about buffets. So I'm confused at why you want to challenge me to a debate about CBA negotiations.
Wow.
So let's be clear. Right now, Dak is not under contract. He does not have to sign the franchise tag. He doesn't have to do anything. There is no penalty against Dak if he does not sign the franchise tag. That would be a legitimate holdout. What are you talking about, Dan? He has all the leverage he needs right now. If he decides to sign the franchise tag, that's one thing. But he does not have to. Right now, there is no penalty. If he says, I'm not going to sign a franchise tag until Jerry Jones gives me a big contract, that is effectively a holdout with no consequences.
But correct me if I'm wrong here, though, is that after July 15th, they can't sign a long-term deal. And so he can't miss games in order to get that long-term deal. So I kind of see what Dan was saying after you picked on him about his affection.
Unbelievable.
Buffet, and all liked before the Rona.
That's right.
I do love a buffet, and I'm down to debate, Dan, if you start at the front of the buffet or the end of the buffet, because I have strong feelings on that. But the situation still has not changed. Like, Dak is in a position to demand the money from Jerry Jones, or he may have to be serious about taking this risk in a way that maybe he shouldn't have to be. That's fair. There is fair criticism to be made. But Dak is not without any leverage in this moment.
I'm going to just say this, because I don't know if this makes sense, because I didn't see any point for him to sign it right now anyway, that there was no real hurry to do so. However, I don't know if any of y'all have negotiated any contracts of any sorts in the midst of this Rona. I know there's some people out here who's listening right now who've had to make some decisions in the midst of this Rona. And if you've had to make a decision about some money in the midst of the Rona, you know what you do? You snatch the money that is in front of you, right? I would not be shocked if Dak just woke up one morning and was like, man, I better sign this franchise tag before they take it back. I don't even know if they allowed to take it back, but in these times, somebody say $30 million, you ask for the pin.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I feel like you were trying to intimate as though what LeBron was working with right there and what my hair looks like right now is the same thing. Is that what you were trying to do?
Because
that's what it feels like.
I was saying that you're wearing a hat for a very specific reason so that people do
not.
Yeah,
I'm saying this. I challenge you. Your hair looks more like LeBron's right now, and I'm willing to. We can do it.
We're going to do it right now.
We're going hat for hat.
All right, right. Let's hat for hat. All right. Right, I haven't had a haircut in 4 months. Let's see what we got here.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Highly Questionable, presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Do you question if it's now time for LeBron to come home?
Okay, so Savannah, his wife, as part of Father's Day, puts up a picture, and there's a reason Bomani Jones is wearing a hat here and has been wearing a hat across all platforms for many months, because he doesn't want anyone to see anything that resembles this right here.
Yikes. Yikes. I bet she had great jokes.
That's unfortunate. So what is LeBron going to do in the bubble about his hair situation? Because didn't he have one time when, like, his hair was moving in a way that it wasn't supposed to be moving on the court? So, like, that suggests to me that it requires a high-level barber. Like, whatever Disney barbers they're going to have in there do not have the capability of installing a LeBron hairline.
Well, the NBA said that they will have barbers in the bubble, and something tells me that one of those barbers will be LeBron's barber, right? He will happen to be a dude on the list. Or one barber that's on the list but only cut one dude's hair. But, Dan, I got to say this, if I'm going to be honest here. I feel like you were trying to intimate as though what LeBron was working with right there and what my hair looks like right now is the same thing. Is that what you were trying to do?
Because
that's what it feels like.
I was saying that you're wearing a hat for a very specific reason so that people
I'm
do not.
Yeah, I'm saying this. I challenge you. Your hair looks more like LeBron's right now, and I'm willing to. We can do it.
We're going to do it right now.
We're going hat for hat.
All right, right. Let's hat for hat. All right.
Right,
I haven't had a haircut in 4 months. Let's see what we got here.
Let's go. See. That's what I'm saying.
Let's
you
see.
Look more like LeBron than me.
Let's see what we got here.
Look at this.
Look at this. He's unveiling it. There's an unveiling. Bomani's been hiding that for months.
That's right. And you know why I'm doing this unveiling? Because I've been watching ESPN, and I done seen a couple of my colleagues whose names I won't mention. And I'm like, if they can rock what they rock every day, then I can do this myself.
Yes!
Oh, man. It's a proud day. Bomani has left home.
This is
he has left home.
Horrifying to me.
Got it. 3 months. That's right. Who's really losing these days,
you
people?
Showed this is me, Bomani.
That all
you
these hairline jokes
me.
Are really an exercise of white privilege. Because that white man hairline worse than mine, but I'm the one that's got a shave.
Hold on. Let me go get my pick.
Oh, you do something to it before you?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Where's I didn't know.
You got a little bit of hair now.
Hey, man, I got a lot of hair. I could twist this into all kinds of patterns. Depending on the angle, like right now, like I meant to bring some sunglasses so I could look cool. Oh, yeah. We here now.
That's great.
I got to take this all the way to 1970s if I'm going to do it like this.
In New York, Empire State Wrestling.
Okay, it's semi-professional wrestling, and I don't know what that means, honestly. Semi-professional wrestling. Let's see what that looks like.
Kane signaling for it here. Both men go to the corner. And the pounce to the outside!
Oh, Jesus.
Pounce sends him over the top to the outside!
I didn't mean to do that. I had been drinking. I didn't know the strength that I had in that moment.
You don't get to be rabbit this. You don't get to take our lines before they get to us. Man. That's not fair. Jeez, Dan.
You were going to do that? You were going to hit me with that? Bomani, are you intrigued?
I can only imagine the waiver they signed, right? Like, that's just the whole thing about this. Like, what means do you have to adjudicate that dude wasn't supposed to throw me that far? Wow. By the way, I am amazed that you can just get a wrestling ring. You know what I'm saying? Like is that easy for people to have stuff like this? And just, like, where do you order a wrestling ring from? How much does a wrestling ring cost?
I'm confused by the business model of all this. How does this make any money? Like,
I'll show you how it makes money. Put it back up on the screen. Somehow, in the course of a pandemic or whatever it is, all those people paid money to get into that VFW to watch this wrestling. They're probably charging VIP packages for the front row.
I always hear people talk about how they like wannabe football players saying, I would play for the love of the game. I would play for free. And I always like, no, you actually wouldn't. But maybe some people would, because you're right. They're not paying those wrestlers anything. And those guys are doing that nonsense for free.
Can we marvel at the athleticism of the whole thing, though? First of all, I've never seen a wrestler leave the ring from the actual force of a fat person hitting him in midair, because, like, that's...
Well, let me ask this question about the dude that's in the air. What is his wrestling workout program, right? Because it appears that all he wants to do is wrestle. He don't want to put in none of the grind. Like, at least the other dude, right? He looked like a wrestler. I don't know how much work he has to put into his physique, but I imagine that his cardiovascular situation is better than you give it credit for being. Like, I feel like he's putting in work to do this. That other cat just showed up to the wrestling match.
That's all the time we have for Highly Questionable. Again, Bomani Jones, you can check him out. The Right Time with Bomani Jones is the podcast. Dominic Foxworth, you see him on Get Up on SportsCenter and at The Undefeated. Thank you, gentlemen.
I feel like this is like full 70s for you now. The Kango and old Shays. I'm giving it all to you.
I feel like you don't want to get off of this, because then you would have to walk all the way to the mirror. And now you just have it right in front of you.
You're 100% correct.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.